Legislation mandating the collection of DNA from all adults arrested for misdemeanors and felonies is expected to be introduced next year, but the Department of Justice is already outlining how to fund the program. In its budget proposal, DOJ would seek more than $7 million over 2 years from the state's penalty surcharge fund, which is paid for through fees tacked onto convictions. Brian O'Keefe is the administrator for the DOJ's Division of Law Enforcement Services. He says his agency will shore up the fund by charging an extra $250 for felony convictions and $125 for misdemeanors.
With those collection rates and that surcharge being mandatory, we believe that we'll be able to support the program with those funds.
But recent reports from the Legislative Fiscal and Audit Bureaus show that the Penalty Surcharge Fund is running a deficit of more than $5 million. On top of that, they show that the total amount of unpaid penalty surcharges has grown every year since 2006. Chris Amity is the director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Wisconsin. He says the numbers don't add up.
In the first year, money's going to be taken from the Penalty Surcharge Fund in the amount of $2.2 million. And it's unclear where that's going to come from or if it really even exists.
Currently, other agencies like the Department of Public Instruction draw from the state's penalty surcharge fund. But to keep the DNA collection program solvent, DOJ recommends cutting the others out of the loop. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.